I was in a daze. My mind was spinning over what had just happened, and now here I was, driving a cop to the police station in his patrol car, a .45 stuck in my pants, and the officer holding my shotgun. People, my things, because I had no idea what they had really truly become yet, wandered into the streets, and I saw individuals and groups of them move towards our car as we passed. Lots of people were running and screaming, but the cop beside me just kept yelling, "Go around them! Go! Just drive!" I couldn't put it together. None of it made any sense. I wondered how the other cop drove the car there if he was like Linda. He had to have changed after he arrived at our house, right? But how? Was it that fast? Linda had showed signs of whatever it was for hours before she changed. The cop that attacked me inside our house had bite marks on his body, but Linda wasn't focused on him at all by the time I faced both of them. She only cared about getting to me, just like the cop. They both wanted to get to me. It took me back to the old Sesame Street show. One of these things is not like the others. I was the one thing. Tony Mallette wasn't like them. There were 1,000 more questions than answers, and I didn't have the mental capacity to take them all on. I swerved and dodged and even ran a few of the things down as they staggered in front of the patrol car and were knocked to the ground by the heavy steel tube guard that had been mounted there. The streets were like some crazy nightmare all the way there. People were running and screaming all over the place. I moved to grab my .45 several times, but every time the cop yelled, "No, just keep driving." As a kid, I was trained to listen to cops, even if they looked like they were about to shit their pants. I glanced over at the guy in the passenger seat every now and then to see if he was about to give me some instruction, but he was freaked the hell out and seemed to only be competent at telling me what not to do. Yeah, if I was scared, this guy was petrified. I could see it in his eyes. His brain was squirming like an earthworm just dug out of the dirt.